We are learning Masechtas Avodah Zarah, Daf Chav Dalid Amud Aleph, and we are beginning 11 lines from the top of Daf Chav Dalid. The first words on line are Abba Hosam, and now we start the end of that line. We had a din that Shila told us, Tani Shila, that Rabbi Eliezer says that you cannot buy a para aduma from a goy. The reason is because it says Dabra Bnei Yisrael, Yichu Bnei Yisrael. You have to buy it from a yid, not from a guy. And we are assuming that's Rabbi Eliezer, you can't buy paradumas. Mara's question is, is Rabbi Eliezer the reason because you can't buy from a guy? There's not the reason because that you're chayshish for Revia? By time to the Bryce, Omruloi, Rabbi Eliezer, we arrived from a Bryce from the conversation that we see that it was a problem of Revia. Now, Toysere points out, we had a first, a brisa basically, that Rabbi Eliezer had a problem with Revia, because we had a brisa in the bottom of Gimel Amud Aleph that says that Rabbi Eliezer passed by all the kabbanis. You see, Klar, if he passed by all kabbanis, it couldn't only be because of buying from a guy, because that didn't buy from a guy, he's dafka by par adum, not by other behemoths. So clearly he is chayish for Revia. But Gemara has a kash from a different makar. The Tosafot really asks his kash, why didn't he ask from there? But he says, did he ask from this place? Rabbi Eliezer, lechayish for Revia, by time, to the brisa, omru loy, Rabbi Eliezer, there was a story where they went and bought a paraduma from a guy. That's the story of Dom Ben Asina that we had before. And some say his name was Remetz. So they asked Rabbi Eliezer, how are you allowed to buy? You say you're allowed to buy from a guy? You're allowed to buy from a guy? I'll tell you a story. They bought from a guy. So Rabbi Eliezer said you cannot buy from a guy. So they told Rabbi Eliezer, how do you say you can't buy from a guy? I'll show you a story. They bought from a guy. How you can say you didn't buy from a guy? You did buy from a guy. So Rabbi Eliezer says, no, there was a special case. I'm like, Rabbi Eliezer, Misham Rai Yisrael, Misham Rai Yisrael, Misham Shinoda. There, Yisrael watched that para from when it was born until now. They watched it to make sure it was no revia. So you see, what do you see? If the problem was buying from a guy, it doesn't help you to, there's no kasha and teretz that you watched it. It's not shalal watching. You're not allowed to buy from a guy. Vice dois, the Rabbi Eliezer's problem was he's choshish for revia. Rabbi Eliezer said, you know why they bought it from Dama? Because they knew there was no revia there because they watched it. So you see that Rabbi Eliezer is choshish for revia. Not like Shila said that it's a problem buying from a guy. So my answer is Rabbi Eliezer tarti islay. Rabbi Eliezer, according to Shila, has two problems with buying a behemoth from a guy. Number one, by a paraduma is a problem of kicha, that you have to buy from a yid. The chayish namil revia, who's the chayish revia, which is given for every behemoth you buy from a guy, your chayish revia. And you have to say that when they bought it from Dama, there was two things. First of all, they had to have a tagger, you had to have a middleman, in order that it shouldn't be directly from a guy. And number two is that they watched it, that it shouldn't have any revia problem. There was a shame, Yisrael watching it the whole time. Now we're going to discuss, how is it possible to watch a paraduma? How do you know if it's going to be a paraduma? And the mother, what do you do about the mother? That's going to be a discussion next tomorrow. So up to Amamar, around 30, 40 lines from the top, Omamar, Chavdal Amar Aleph. Omamar, Yisrael Hoy Misham Raisa Mishal Shinoda. They were allowed to buy this para aduma from Doma Ben Asina because a yid watched it from when it was born that shouldn't have any revia. Frank the Gemara, the Nechus Duma Ravi Le'ima. Maybe the mother was over, the mother of the para was over on revia. Kiav Ma'abra, while she was pregnant, while the cow was pregnant with this para aduma, the mother was Mizana. And the Omar Rava, Vlad hanegachas osir he vivlada. Vlad hanegachas osir he vivlada nagchu. The Vlad of a negachas. Negachas means a behemoth that kills another person is osir for a carbon. I can ask you, what's a negay osir for a carbon? You have to kill it to get skila. So in a case where the baal, the owner was moida himself, there's no misa there, or is it eidachad. In such a case, you can't bring the behemoth for a carbon because it was the behemoth committed a murder and therefore it's you're not allowed to bring it for a carbon. So Rava's mechadish that if that behemoth that killed was pregnant, the vlad also cannot be used. Vlad hanegachas also. You know why? Because he vivlad anachu. It's considered both the mother and the offspring did the negicha. The same thing. Vlad hanervaas also. He vivlad nevo. It's considered they both were the davera. So lechayra, what does it help watching the para from when it was born? Lechayra, maybe the mother was nirvaas while she was pregnant. Amen. Yisrael, how you mashar ma'isim shal shenayisra? The Yisrael watched the para from when she got pregnant. Frei the Gemara, Maybe the mother was over Revia before she conceived this Parah Aduma. Ditnan, kol ha-psulim gav mezbeach, v'lodesem mutar, all psulim, the gav mezbeach, the vlad is mutar. V'tani lo Rav Eliezer, oiser, leza oiser. So you see that if the mother is osif ha-carbon, then even though it's before she became pregnant, the child automatically is osir.
Huh?
It's a very good question. That's a very excellent question. So the one of the Shainim asked the question to the Ritva, and he says, "Vaystos, it could happen. It could happen that it's not. They won't do it because they're scared. It's risky, right? It's not foolproof. It's possible for them to have offspring. It's possible. That's the ask." But I think one of the Rishonim, the Tvar, I think, asked the Kasha, very Kasha. He's saying that still, the question is, that if they're nervous, that they become infertile. Teretz is that it could happen that they had a child. So the Gemara's Kasha is like this, so maybe the mother was nervous originally. The whole machlokes is only if the behemoth was mekudesh already, then the offspring and the mekudesh one became possible, the offspring is possible also. There's one Ma'amar who says, no machlokes, when it was nervous, b'shas, when it was chulin, the children did not become aser. Then it's good. But El Rav Bachino, I'm a Rav, Nachman, that says Machlokes Kishnir Vuxim Chulim, Machlokes is when Kishnir Chulim, Avam Akdashim, with the Vera Kala Surim. So it comes out of Eliezer holds that even by Chulim, if the mother becomes Usher, so the child's Usher either way, Ma'ikle Meme, how are you going to watch this Paraduma? So Akdamar, Eme Yisrael, Eme Shar, Ma Yisrael, Ema, Mesha Shanaitra. They watched the mother from when it was born, and then they watched the mother until the Paraduma was born, and they watched the Paraduma the whole time until it was sold. So they watched two generations. Maybe the grandmother, the three generations back. Kulei alecha shina, really that much in Achayshu, she can still buy it for a carbon.
Actually, we watched the mother 23 generations.
No. The mother. Right, and the Paraduma, that's it. The mother and the Paraduma. No, that's Mar's Kasha. The mother, you don't have to worry about. Kuli hai, loy chashino. Amamar, Yisrael Mishamayis Mishal Shinoitra. So that's a very good question. We're going to watch every cow in the world. How do you know which cow is going to have the Paraduma? Remember, watching the cow, the mother, before the Paraduma is born. So you're going to watch every cow in the world. How do you know which cow is going to have a Paraduma? Like, it's a very shredded thing. We're saying you watch the mother. How is it possible to, you don't know which one's going to be Paraduma? You can't watch every cow in the world. Paraduma is a surprise. There's 40 million cows in the world. One of them has a Paraduma. You know, watch 40 million cows, because maybe they're all going to have Paraduma. What was the case? Like, how do you pick out which cow to watch? Oh, Mamar. We just learned that Yisrael Misham, Yisrael Misham, Yisrael Misham, the mother. Menoya Dinan, how do you know which one's going to have the Paraduma? Omar Rav Kahano, Kois Odoi Mavir Lefanel, Beshash Oyle Le'azacha. What you do is you put a red kais in front of them, b'shah the mating, and they'll have a parah aduma, just like you find by Yaakov Avinu, that he put the makleis with the spotted makleis, and they had spotted animals. So the same thing here, a parah aduma also. For Eitimor, if it's that simple, so why is it so expensive that parah aduma? Just put a kais in front of them. Yochi amay demel yikarim, and for the Gemara, however, stay Cyrus psulus ba, because stay Cyrus is possible, so it's very hard to get a complete parah aduma. So the Gemara Shver is now back here. So why did I go to Dama ben Asina and watch his cows? Why do I think that he will have a paraduma faster than anyone else? They were muchuzekas that it's gonna work. They get very good paradumas by Avara's curse. So therefore, they went to Dama ben Asina. They always watched the cows over there. And they always put b'shas mating. They put the red thing in front of them, and there mechuzekas. They had a very, very complete red cows. That is why they watched dafka. They didn't watch every single farm. That one they did because it was mechuzekas. So I think about it. Yosef Rabbi Rabbi Yitzchak Nafka killed Rabbi Yitzchak Nafka. Rabbi Ami Rabbi Yitzchak Nafka was sitting on the porch of Rabbi Yitzchak Nafka. Pasach Chaminai va'Amar. One of them opened up and said the brisa that says like this, Rav Eliezer holds, you cannot buy a behemoth for a carbon from a goy. And the reason is because Yichshash Revia. So Pasach Idach Minayu, so the other one said, but Amma and added on to this discussion that, you know, that Rabbi Eliezer's chaverim, the ones who argued him, they brought a raya from a pasuk. But Amar, my yisivu lechaver Rabbi Eliezer, what did the friends asked Rabbi Eliezer? From this pasuk, a pasuk in Yeshaya, it says, "Kol tzoyin keder." Talking about loss of love, it called tzoyin keder yikav tzulach elin avoyos. That all the Yishmaelim are going to bring kabbalas. So they asked Rabbi Eliezer, "What do you mean? You said you can't buy from a guy." And it says clearly, "Lost lavai, all the guy are going to bring you kabbalas." Amalehem Rabbi Eliezer, not a raya. Kulam gerim gurum heim lost lavai. Like we had really in Daf Gimel Beis that Shas when Mashiach comes, a lot of the guyim are going to want them to come gerim. We're not going to let them, but they're going to act like gerim because they want to be accepted. So they're not going to do revia because they're going to be better people. They're going to try to act like gerim, and therefore Zokt Rabbi Eliezer is not a raya from that pasuk. Lost lavai is different. Amar Rav Yosef Maikra, where do you find the pasuk's idea that they could change the ways they act? So Dr. Gemara, the pasuk says in Sefanya, Ka'oz Epoch El Am Sofa Barura, Likre Kulam B'Shem Hashem La'avdei Shechem Echad, that at that time the whole entire world will change their mind and they'll all call B'Shem Hashem. Amar, like we say in the Rosh Hashanah davening, such an idea that we're going to V'Yosu Kulam Aguda Achas Lasa Shechem B'Lev Shalom. So here, ki oza hepech la'am sofa brura. Amalei, abaya, v'dilma v'schof mudhot. Maybe dafka, they're gonna change their stripes. Legabe, avoy de zara. But who said legabe, the dinner of Via? Amalu Rav Yosef, la'ov de shchem echad ksiv. It says, la'ov de shchem echad, which means there's no chilik between Yisrael and the Umois. They're gonna be shoving all the mitzvahs, and therefore, obviously, they're not gonna do revia. Rapapa master hachi. Rapapa's master this conversation. This way, they had Rav Amir too sitting there, and they said over the Brisa, and Rav Yosef had a kash mikra, and Abaye said back, Dilma Moriz Chavim. That was the conversation. Rav Zvid is going to say the same exact conversation, but different names. Rav Zvid Masni Ochi, V'tavayu Amri, they both said over, V'chein hoi Rav Leza Paisim Chol Kabanas. Rav Leza Paisim Chol Kabanas, because of Chash Ravia. V'tavayu Amri, and they both said, Maya Sivuli Chavroi Rav Leza. What are the friends of Rav Leza ask him? That he said they can't bring a carbon because of Chashash Revia. What do they ask him? From the pasuk that says, "Kol tzoyin kador yikav tzulach," which means they're going to Yishmaelim bring kabanas. Om Rav Leza to answer that, "Kulam gerim gurum ein las lavi." They're all gerim, therefore there's no Chashash Revia. Umaykra, what's the pasuk? He oz hefei chalabim shafav ruv likra lekulam v'shem Hashem. Mask of Rav Yosef, instead of saying Omalei Abayi, it's mask of Rav Yosef. But Dilma v'schav mudahadurei. Maybe the only chayzer from Avodah Zarah. Omalei Abayi love the Shchem Echaksev. Then therefore it's one. It's one, everyone does the same thing, and it can't be that there'll be a chashash revia. So we have a Eliezer Shita, who holds, you cannot buy a carbon from a guy, why not? A behemoth from a guy for a carbon, why not? There's a chashash revia. Meisvei. So we know a famous pasuk that says that a Moshe Rabbeinu will tell, told Paro, "If you're in Moshe, not only you can send us out, but gam ato titem biyadeinu zvokin v'oilois v'sinu Hashem lakeinu." Clearly, it's a big shaila God in the Mepharshim did that he taka give animals, but Pashas from Wagmar Mashma, he taka gave animals, or maybe just from the Moshe asking. There's our Chaim Mekosh there, I think. But like upon him, he got, he said, "Look, you're going to take animals from Paroi." What do you mean? Chash Revia. So, Koydama and Torah is shiny. Koydama and Torah is different, that by Koydama and Torah, there was no Isser of Behemar and Va'as yet. Behemah Navas is learned out from the Pasuk in Parashas Vayikra, and at that point we're worried about Revia yet, and therefore you could take from the guy. Koyd Ma'at Tarishani, Toshma, Nacharai. It says in the Pasuk by Yisra, it says, V'yikach Yisra, Choyse Moshe, Oilo, Uzvachim Lelekim, V'yovei Arn, V'cholzik Nisho, Lecho Lechem, Choyse Moshe, Ofnei Lelekim. So it says he brought a carbon, Oilo Uzvachim. So how could he bring a carbon? It's from a guy. So tomorrow, Yisra, Koyd Ma'at Tarishani. The Yisrael was a full man Tyrus, he didn't have to worry about Navas. Honeycomb on the Yisrael, Kaman Tyra Hava. Eloman the Yisrael, that Oroboy, Yisrael, on top of my base now. Yisrael Achaman Tyra Hava, Maikamema. What are you going to say? Hey, let's use a carbon for them. Freitzel the Kasha, what's the problem? Yisrael was a guy here. He's a Yid. Why you take carbon from a Yid? So he freaked the Rishash. So Rishash says, and then he says, like, Tuma Halchim. I'll read it inside the Rishash. Rishash is Tuma Halchim. He says,
So
good tshuvas early as a kulam gerim. So what's the problem? And for Tereshash, mekomakim behemois shaloi shahoyet tachas yodai mekoydim ava. It's from before. So that's like buying from a guy. That's buying from a guy. It's one mahalach. Another mahalach is that, because the other mahalach doesn't like this pshat, because what do you mean he was like from a guy? He'll vouch for it that it wasn't revia. He's a yid now. Why can't you believe him? Teretz is that maybe some other guy was revia his animal, and therefore, because he had those animals with goyim all the years, so that's why he couldn't use it. And for the Gemara, koyim matan Torah. But now Gemara's kasha is after matan Torah, what are you going to do? Michael Mamel, Yisrael, Yisrael, Zavan, Taka, Yisrael, for this carbon, bought it from Yisrael. It wasn't his own kabbanis. Toshba Shaw, you know, Raya. But Yoyma Shaul, the story with Shaul, famous story, right when Shaul became king, his first job to do was to kill the Amalekim. And Itaka did a great job. He killed a lot of Amalekim, but he left over Agag and he left over a lot of animals. And Shmuel said, what are these animals doing here? What's that? I hear animals. What are they doing? What's going on here? So Shaul answered like this. Yoyma Shaul, Amalekim have you, Masher Chomala Omal Meitavat Soin. The Om had charachmanis on such good soin v'abakal. The ones v'ayach Hashem lekecha. V'esa yoyseh ram. The rest of it was destroyed. We left the best behemoths. You know why for carbon? Why would he waste it? Use it for carbon. That was Shaul's taina, which was wrong. Hashem said destroy everything, but that was his chesbon, a very good chesbon. Why not use it for carbon? Why waste it? So it says, "Leman zvayach Hashem lekecha." And the problem is that it's from the goyim. Hey, let him bring it. Kashan Rav Eliezer. So to Gemara, my meitav, the may meitav. He meant, I'm going to sell the behemoths now for money for kabbanas. So Frank the Gemara, then why? What's the point of meitav? Bishlam views of the carbon itself. I understand why you have meitav. Why? Because you need a good carbon. But now that it's not carbon itself, you're selling it. Why meitav? Or my meitav? So to Gemara, my snow meitav ki heichad liquids liars vina. To make it sell better, as we said, I left for the best. It'll be easy to sell. That's why I left over these. So, that's what we're holding right now. We have kashas on Rav Eliezer, and we'll go further with kashas on Rav Eliezer.